Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of the Skillful Mind podcast, the podcast that brings you simple and actionable ways to improve your confidence. I'm your host, Steve George, and I'm a coach, author, and a blogger over at theskillfulmind.com. Hello again, and welcome to today's show. Hopefully, if you're listening to this episode, you've already heard episodes 2 and 3, where we covered SMART goal setting and WHOOP goal setting. If you haven't, then I definitely recommend that you shoot back over to the podcast website at theskillfulmind.com/podcast and listen to those first. So, assuming that you've done that, so what we're going to talk about today is a technique that's used mainly by life coaches, but you can use on your own, and it's a system called GROW. Now, GROW is a questioning technique that can be used alongside SMART or WHOOP, and basically it's a series of questions that help you drill down and recognize different things like the tasks, the resources, processes you can take, etc., that will help you reach the goals. It also helps you think beyond the obvious answers. So, for example, you may find in your original goal setting that the reason you want the goal is to be a more confident person. And what this does is it helps you look deeper into yourself and discover the reasons that you really want is things like to interact with people or to try new things, but you've never really felt confident enough. So GROW itself stands for Goal, Reality, Options, and Way Forward, or What Action. So we're going to cover each of those four in turn. What I'll do, I'll leave a link on the podcast page. You can download a short ebook I've written for coaches, which includes 60 questions that we use in the GROW process, and I'm sure you'll find that very helpful. So let's start with the G for GROW. And some of the additional questions that you'll find in this are things like, for example, what could you do every week or every day that would move you closer to your goal? So if, for example, your goal was that you'd like to be able to interact with people more, then maybe your daily goal could be to say hello or good morning to a stranger each day. Another question is, if you had to do one thing today, what would that one thing be? One of the most productive ways to reach the bigger goals is to have a series of smaller goals on the way. The more small successes you can get, the better it's going to be for you. So that question helps with that. The next section, the R in GROW, is for reality. So whereabouts are you now in relation to where ultimately you want to be? So these questions really help you to recognize the hidden and unconscious reasons why you might have struggled before. And that tends to be one of the biggest problems. So things in the reality section would be things like, what are 3 things that you're doing regularly that don't serve or support you? So, for example, you may have a goal that says that you want to get out and meet people more, yet you spend 4 or 5 hours every day flicking through Facebook. The next part is, what is your favourite way of sabotaging yourself and your goals? If we try hard enough, we can all find things that we just have to do instead of the tasks that we need to do in order to reach our goals. And this question gets you clear on those things. Next is the O for options. And option helps you to really think about the inner skills that you have. And sometimes things that you hadn't even thought about. So some of the questions in this section could be things like, what would you try now if you knew you couldn't fail? Fear of failure is one of the biggest things, one of the biggest stumbling blocks that people with low self-confidence and low self-esteem often struggle with. So that question gets you clear on that. What one thing could you do right now that would make the biggest difference? Again, we're going back here now to things that you can do immediately. You should never leave the point of starting a goal without doing something towards its completion. And this question helps you get started on that section. Okay, and finally, the way forward, or sometimes it's what actions, but it's very similar to the plan part that we spoke about in WHOOP. But this is more specific, and it actually helps you commit to taking those actions. So some of the questions that you'll find here are things like, what are you willing to do to improve the current situation? Sometimes we sabotage ourselves without us really knowing it, and this question just helps us to get clear on the sorts of things that we're willing to do to get over that aspect. Which brings us to the second question, which is exactly the opposite. What are you willing to stop doing to improve the situation? As I mentioned before about Facebook, there are all sorts of things that we do every single day that unconsciously stop us from achieving the things we really want to achieve. And then finally, what's your next action and when will you do it? This gives us the commitment we need to get started. So there we go. It's a very brief overview of how the GROW system works. There's more information over on the website, which is skillfulmind.com/podcast/004. I'll put all the links to the various things that we've spoken about, and as I said before, a link to the short ebook, which will give you 60 questions that you can use in this system. If you've got any questions or any comments, leave them on the website. And until next time, bye for now.